Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
Oh boy. We're helping a marriage out today, I think, or something. I don't know a lot about what's going on. We've got Amy and Chris, and I believe we're starting with Amy. Amy?
Yay!
Tell us what's going on.
So my fiancé and I, my lovely, lovely fiancé and I, are planning our wedding, and I'm about done. Both my mom and his mom have just really overstepped the bounds. There's no boundary anymore. The line is so far behind them. I'm almost positive they are like meeting with my wedding planner behind my back and planning things that I've already said no, or that's not really what I want to. So I'm really so done. Like, I want to throw in the towel. And
Wait. Amy, you can't just gloss over that. Is that an accusation, or do you have you really believe they're going behind your back and making changes to your wedding?
Oh, totally. Yes, they are. My wedding planner emailed me and let me know.
Okay. Before we keep going, who's paying for it? You guys, your parents, his parents, a combination?
I mean, a combination, but it's still our wedding.
Well, whoever pays the bills might be,
God, but that's not how that works.
It's not supposed to be
right?
That way.
You're like, okay, so what are you suggesting is your plan to intervene? What do you want to do?
I'm done with the wedding. Like, I just want us to go and elope. Like, they're done listening to us. So let's just be done with it. I'm done. I just want to marry my husband.
Nice.
Okay. That's not a typical, I don't want to be overly sexist or anything here, but that doesn't sound like a typical female response. Like, right. Haven't you dreamt of this big day and the pageantry of it all and stuff?
I mean, I have, but it doesn't look like it's going to go that way. So time
Screw
for
it.
A dream.
You just want to be with him and that's enough.
Yeah, really and truly.
Nice.
Wow. That's kind of beautiful. Let's find out who this lucky guy is. Chris?
Yay.
Yay.
What's your side of this whole debacle?
I would like to say first for the record that I warned her seriously about this. I honestly, whatever happens, we can elope. We could have the big wedding. I don't care. But I warned her because I know what my mom's like. I'm an only child. and I know all the girls want to, girls are into weddings. Girls want to do the weddings. And I said, all right, cool. But just remember, once you turn down this road, you can't bail. I mean, it's... We got to go through with it. I mean, invitations are out. We've already a lot of stuff has been already booked and paid for, and we're just going to have to bite the bullet. We'll live.
But real quick, if you back out, Chris, no skin off your nose. You're not out any money because they're paying for it all.
It's pretty much we're into, everybody else is invested. I'm just the groom. You show up and say I do.
Yeah, you pick band or DJ.
Yes,
basically.
That's pretty much the bulk. Sometimes one of the offset colors, the accent colors. Yeah, every once in a while.
Didn't know that.
The grooms get thrown that bone. What color cummerbund you want?
I'm pleading color blindness.
Okay.
Okay, so.
But we've gotten so much stuff done already. Too many wheels are turning. You got to go through with it.
It's all stuff we want. It's all stuff your mom wants.
I warned you.
Amy's...
Amy, is it just his mom making these changes, or is your mom involved? Because when you said it before, you said both, and now you're you're
definitely
zero...
His mom's, leading the parade, but my mom is right there with the pom pom.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's a disciple. They're all at the.
But Chris, can't you kind of see where Amy's at now? It's no longer about you.
I absolutely do. But we've got. I mean, it's unfortunately. I mean, I agree. It's our wedding and everything, but it's the kind of place where it's not just about us anymore.
Isn't it kind of?
You know, it's how it is with family. I mean, if we didn't have family,
how is it not about us?
It absolutely is, but now we've brought everybody else into it now.
Do you think that people have booked flights to come to this? I mean, how many people are involved in this? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
ask her how many it is.
I mean, it's not giant, but it's not small. But still, at this point, like, I don't even know more than half of the people coming. It's like friends of my mom's and friends of his mom's, and you have to invite the Joneses and blah, blah. So it's just like, why?
So if you guys elope or do a justice of the peace, you're going to be screwing over not so many of your friends and fam.
You're screwing your parents' friends over.
Yeah.
You're screwing your parents over because they'll lose their deposits on food, on venue, on bands, on photographers.
Yep. That's their comeuppance.
Amy, do you really want to? I understand what you're saying.
This wedding business is such a scam.
Yeah. You really, are you prepared for the repercussions of doing what you're talking about doing?
Honestly, yeah.
You're so over
it. Oh my God, you are.
Right.
But this is not little. I mean, they're going to hate you.
No, but it's also not my wedding. Like, if they want somebody else to stand up there, go for it. But at this point.
Yeah, this could be an awkward way to begin a new life together where you have all this collateral damage around you.
Yes.
I picture you guys, those scenes in the movie when you're doing the slow-mo walk away with the explosions in your back.
Behind you, like, you guys, this is not, because here's the deal. The way what Steve just described is your options are make everyone happy or make yourselves happy. Because it sounds like if you do what they want, you're not going to be happy because it's not your wedding.
And you're going to hate this day the rest of your life.
But if you don't do it, you're going to literally make everyone else in the family unhappy.
And you have to deal with that for the rest of your life.
Right. So.
Yeah, but we're marrying each other, like not the rest of our family.
Nice. Chris?
It's pretty on paper.
Well, like I said, we're at a point where it's, I mean, there's no good painless way out of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, unless you can maybe get back in there and start slugging it out with my mom and your mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you can still salvage something out of it that you really feel strongly about. But
Chris,
like I said, I saw this coming a mile away.
And Chris, real quick, this whole time we've been hearing from you, it's like you've washed your hands. It's like, I told you and now from here on in, I'm not going to have your back.
Well, I'll go with whatever everyone wants to do, I will do. But that's why I just thought this all could have been avoided. I personally, that's why.
Okay.
That's okay.
Amy, Chris, we're going to decide if we're eloping and blowing up a family or we're going through with the wedding that you don't want.
Yes.
Or something somewhere in between. Hang on, guys. I have such an immense amount of Catholic guilt that I could not do it. I could not. I would be miserable that day just to make sure my parents were happy and everyone else was happy. I know it's probably the wrong answer, but I couldn't elope.
And I see that side. I do.
But it's her wedding.
It is. And you know what? I love where Amy's head's. I just want to marry my husband. I just want to be with
That's
my
beautiful.
Husband. It is. You said it. Usually the women want the pageantry.
But
this one, she just wants a husband.
When they have a kid and they say, hey, grandma, can you babysit? No.
There is that.
Like if you make them mad on this day and they lose tens of thousands of dollars, I don't know that there's any coming back from
That's a good point, dude. Rick, if they have a baby and Amy wants her mom in the delivery room like every other mom probably go, no, screw you.
You cost me thousands of dollars. I didn't get to see you guys get married. Like this is, it's one day of maybe not, it's not going to be awful. You're still getting married and maybe there's some guests there you didn't like. Maybe they put some tapestries up you didn't like or change something here or there. But is it worth torpedoing your whole family for that?
Good
for
question.
For one day?
Probably for a half an hour, hour.
Yeah, half an hour ceremony, 3 hour reception maybe, and then bye. Like, I don't know that I would torpedo my whole family over that.
And that's the question right
but
there.
But it is still her day. And if she does, if she's sick of it.
And that should trump all. That usually trumps all.
Could, yes. So you guys decide, are Amy and Chris eloping or are they sticking with the plan? Carly.
Yay. So I'm with the husband. If you want your wedding to absolutely only be about you, then you come up with $30,000 and you pay the bill. It's pretty simple. When someone else is paying your bill for your extravagant wedding, then they get to have an input and opinion. And that's basically it.
How do you feel about that, Amy?
I mean, they can have an opinion, sure, but they can't have the last word. They can't have the last word.
It's a very stressful way to start a marriage by screwing your in-laws and your own parents out of thousands and thousands of dollars. Guests who have already got invitations and made travel arrangements. It's just really selfish, and it is your day, but a lot of people have a lot invested in this as well.
Wow. Thank you for your vote, Carly. We appreciate it. Carter.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I am totally on Amy's side with this one. Chris, I am a only child as well, and I needed to set up boundaries really quick with my mom because she was crossing them early on, even in just dating. And if you don't set up those boundaries now to say, look, stop, this is what we want, if you can't respect that, then we need you to back off.
Ooh.
She's going to keep doing it in your marriage. This isn't about a single day. This is setting the tone for the rest of your lives.
Wow.
I hadn't thought about that.
Chris?
So if you go to them and say, look, this is our marriage. You guys are going against what we want. And if you can't respect us, it's over. We're calling it off. And if they accept that and they let you call it off, then that's better for you guys because this is your marriage and your life.
Wow.
Nicely. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Carter. What do you think of that, Chris? I mean, that I hadn't thought about that. You like it's the give an inch, give a mile thing.
There
if you let them in on this, what happens when you have a baby or you buy a house somewhere? What are you prepared for that?
In all fairness, while I am an only child, it's not like she's had this, you know, iron grip over my entire life.
Okay.
I mean, she didn't, it's not like she, you know, had to approve my girlfriends, things like that. I am a separate entity from my mother.
Okay.
And she's, for the most part, she's respected most boundaries, but this wedding thing has just made them all freaking nuts.
Right. All right. Well, let's get some more votes in here and figure out where we're at. Tiffany.
Yay. Hey, I just want to say that I'm on the husband's side. I think that if she truly just wants to marry him and doesn't care about the wedding because of whatever the parents have added, then she should just go through with the wedding because if it's not about that, her attention and mine won't be on it.
Okay, so that's a vote for suck it up. Thank you for your vote there. Let's get Jennifer in here. Jennifer.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
So I am on his side. But I have a solution.
Okay.
My friend actually had a similar problem. And so what her and her husband decided to do was elope before the wedding, kind of have like that secret moment together and share it with one another. Yeah. And, you know, when they got to the wedding, everything that happened, anything the mom tried to take control of, they didn't really care anymore.
It's already done. It's like,
right.
And nobody has to know that you've already done it.
Oh, my God.
That's... Nope, and it was so cute, and they have photos, kind of secret photos they shared with intimate friends. I mean, it was beautiful.
That is cool, Jennifer.
Wow. You know who else did that?
Who?
Jim and Pam on The Office.
Oh, that's the...
They snuck away to the Niagara Falls and stuff. Here's the deal, guys. We're going to give you your verdict right about now, and I don't know if you can feel what's happening, Amy. While you had one guy in your favor who made some of the best points I've ever heard in my life... The bulk of the people on the phone are on his side, and social media is...
Yeah, same thing.
They're all on Chris's side.
Yeah. Well, it was close, but yeah, at the end.
Yeah. So, Amy, I know this sounds awful because it is, quote, unquote, your day, but you might have to just suck it up for one day.
Is that okay? Right.
Oh, God.
Right.
Amy?
We could always do that sneak off a loaf thing and then just come back for the party.
Would you be willing to do that?
Sure. I want her to be happy. That's why I was trying to steer this the other way from the beginning.
That's right. You're the victim.
The count on the phones was 9-2. So it's pretty cut and dried, Amy.
If you can plan one heck of a Pam and Jim getaway, then sure.
Yes. Oh my God.
Right?
Pam and Jim, Niagara Falls, you guys hang, like, we wish you all the happiness.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Share the photos of your eloping with us. We've never solved anything on our show ever, so let's back away slowly.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.